Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town.
Hyundai dealer in this area since 1989, celebrating their 30th anniversary. Go online, OffenbergHyundai.com, or right there in O'Fallon, Illinois, Highway 64, Greenmount Road is the exit. Speaking of Illinois, this man, Frank's been spending a lot of time in these smaller towns of Illinois, Central Illinois, but probably not as much as Kenny Wallace. The dirt season rolls on, and the Pride of Arnold joins us on the program. Kenny, how are you?
I'm doing great. Already up and at it. Went up to Kirkwood to my buddy Joe Rudy at Al's Service and got the inspection, the safety emissions, all that done on Kim's vehicle. Now I'm going to go get the license for it. You know, they ask for a lot just to renew your license here. It's just a little overwhelming.
So you were in Kirkwood. That's where the studios are. You could have been an in-studio guest today.
By gosh, next time I'll have to do that. Yes, I will. So, yeah, I mean, okay, so, you know, you can get a year or 2 years. So I'm like, give me 2 years worth of license. But then when you want to renew your license, they're like, okay, give us your last 2 years of personal property tax. I'm like, that's asking a lot. 2 years worth, right? Then proof of insurance, and then safety emissions, and then inspection. Like, you got to have four things. I just think that's too much. They need to simplify all that.
And then all that friendly service at the DMV. You know, Frank's theory is that pickup trucks are the rage, especially for younger people.
Yes, but males between the ages of 16 and maybe 40. It's the official car, a pickup truck.
But that wasn't the thing back in the day. I mean, you might have had a pickup, but it wasn't as in vogue as it seems to be now.
I never had a pickup truck. We were very poor back in the day, you know, growing up as rednecks here in Arnold, Missouri, off of Vogel Road. Actually, you know, I made it to NASCAR, and I came back. And anyway, I asked my mother, Judy, I said, Mom, were we rednecks growing up? And she looked at me. I'll never forget it as long as I live. My mom looked at me. She goes, Hun, I'm afraid so. Yes, we were. But yeah, I never bought anything. My first vehicle was given to me. It was a piece of crap. My second vehicle. Let me see. I got my first vehicle. What was I? 1980 something. But it was a '67 Chevelle, then a GTO, and I think the first one I bought was a used '78 Pontiac, something like that. But yeah, I always had cars.
What would you like to have made again, car wise? You brought up that GTO. That Cutlass Supreme in a convertible was kind of a cool car. What car would you like to have back if you could bring any car back?
Actually, I was upset with myself. I didn't realize how cool the '67 Chevelle or no. I know, Frank. I know exactly which one. You stimulated my brain just now. A Nova.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I love that Nova look. I like that square box look. Those are, you know, Chevelle SS, the Novas, they all kind of have that same look. I don't need aerodynamics, okay? Maybe we do for gas mileage, but I personally don't. You know, I love the old Nova look. I wish they'd bring that boxy. Just a cool-looking car, a little 320, or I'm a 283, 327 motor, and it's a lot of fun.
Aren't most drivers collectors? You know, they got a shed out back, and they've got a, you know, Cadillac from the 50s. They got a Porsche from the 60s. Typically, don't they have that out back? Because you've been downsizing, so you're getting rid of everything. But I'm guessing some of your buddies have a huge car collection.
My buddy Kenny Schrader, the legendary Kenny Schrader, the pride of St. Louis. Listen to this true story. In our heyday, when we were, you know, when Schrader was rolling in the money, he had a King Air 200 airplane, and I would hitch a ride with him to these NASCAR tracks. He had his briefcase out one day. We were flying. He had 63 licensed vehicles. And I said, what in the hell are you going to do with all, you know, I don't know. I mean, here's what changed my life. I don't collect anything anymore. I mean, a zero. My daughters, you know, Ken's like, we need to save all your die-cast, you know, because there was a lot of nice die-cast made of the race cars I drove. And, you know, trading cards and all this. And we saved all this stuff. And I have three daughters. They could give a crap about me racing. They love their daddy. They love me that I'd race. But so that's what started all the purging, was that nobody wanted anything. And, hell, I didn't want it. So I got rid of everything, and I'd get rid of more. But it's just time now. I just got to keep getting rid of stuff.
We got a text here. Ask Kenny if the El Camino is the most redneck of all cars.
That El Camino is legendary. You know, Schrader would have, I think he had a, Kenny Schrader would drive around in a, what do they call those cars? Not an El Camino. The El Camino was, it had an open back, but it was a car. A station wagon. Schrader, I think they called it, it was silver, and it was a station wagon. But yeah, he's had them on. The El Camino, or that AMC, that little AMC car where it looked like a fishbowl.
Was drive, that the Pacer? Yeah. The Pacer and the Gremlin. Yeah, the Gremlin and the Pacer.
Yeah, those were, you know, when you look back on it, you think you're cool, but times change. You know, at the time you weren't cool, and then years later you realize, oh my God, what were we thinking?
In the El Camino, if you had to describe it to the younger audience, it would, if you had a station wagon, they're probably saying, well, what's that? And you just basically lopped off the back of the car and turned it into like a pickup, except it's lower to the ground. I'm not sure what the concept was with the El Camino, but to the texter's question, I'm going to say yes, most redneck car on
the
planet.
Yeah, and I'll take a stab at it, too. The El Camino was a wannabe pickup truck. But I don't know, I think an El Camino, you and your wife would get in it, and then you would put maybe some lawn chairs in the back or your fishing gear, and that was about it. You couldn't put much in there, although it had a pickup truck look to it, but it was a car.
So, Kenny, I was out at the track on last week at this time, and there were three Indy cars that were doing some testing. And it was interesting because a couple of the drivers were remarking about how unique this track is, that you could almost go as fast on the turns as you do on the straightaway. How unique is that?
Yeah, you know, Gateway over in Madison, Illinois, right across the river, is a very unique racetrack. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Darlington, where it all was laid out by the land that they had. So, you know, let's take a ride around Gateway, right? You go down the front straightaway, and you make this extremely sharp corner. And it's like, okay, why is the corner so sharp? Well, I guess it's all the land they had. So then you go down the back straightaway, and you go into turns three and four, and you go around this extremely wide corner. So the racetrack is not, I don't know if the word's right, is the word symmetrical what I'm looking for? I only went 1 through 12. But, yeah, so, you know, it would be the same thing as Fenway Park, right, at Boston. You know, you've got a little bit longer field down the first base line, but, you know, it's not a, you know, down left field line, you got the green wall. It's, you know, it's a real short wall. So same thing with this racetrack. Turns one and two at Gateway, super sharp. Turns three and four, super wide. And I assume it was laid out like that because of the land that was available. So it's a really unique racetrack. It is a lot of fun. It's very challenging.
Do you think they could be at 200 miles an hour, maybe 200 plus, and not have to, you know, downshift? Do you think they could stay at that speed and make those turns?
So the Indy cars, you know, for people that don't understand Indy cars, they literally are upside down airplanes. So an airplane has to have lift to take off. And when you look at an Indy car, it's basically airplane wings, but it's the opposite. It's complete downforce. So like a NASCAR race car will go in a straight line faster than an Indy car. Okay, this will. But an Indy car has a lot of torque, can turn over 10,000 RPMs and have a ton of downforce and will just fly through the corners because it's an airplane, just on wheels. And if you really study an Indy car, they're just magnificent. They're a marvel of machinery and engineering. They're really unique and really awesome to look at. And actually, Indy cars, when you are a fan of an Indy car, you're a fan of technology because that's what they are. They're technology marvels.
And, Kenny, before we let you go, when did you move back to St. Louis? Was it 2017?
So help me out. September will be 3 years.
So September of 2016. I'm not going to say it's your fault, but since you've been back, the Cardinals have been swinging and missing. I'm not blaming you, okay?
Yeah.
But we had this streak run. You're the diehard. You go to probably, I don't know, 15 to 20 games a year. The team is still in the mix right now, but, boy, the fan base, very restless. Where are you with your local baseball team?
Man, I just, you know, I'm not putting on a show. I'm dead honest when I say this. I just don't get in to the criticizing part. I know that, you know, the DeWitts, Mo, I know the players. See, I think the reason I'm the way I am is because I'm a competitor. I know for a fact they don't want to lose. And I think that's what makes me so different than the normal fan base. So I'm a competitor, right? I competed my whole life. You know, I didn't want to lose. You know, I didn't want to run bad. I know everybody's, you know, getting beat up right now. I feel bad for everybody. But, you know, man, I'll tell you what, I moved away in the 90s. I spent 27 years in North Carolina. All of the years I was gone, the Cardinals were atrocious. Or they weren't atrocious. You know, they were close all the time, right? So, you know, then all of a sudden, you know, 06 and 11 comes. And so, man, I just enjoy the game. You know, I mean, you have teams that don't do good. You have teams that do good. And, man, that's just kind of the way it is. You have those roles, you know. And, I mean, you look at the San Francisco Giants right now, right? I mean, there was a moment there for the Giants that they were just unbeatable. And hell, have they made the playoffs even here lately? So we just got to roll with the punches, man.
He's got their back. He's a Cardinal fan, true and true. It's Tuesdays with Kenny. Kenny, thanks for checking in.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
I was thinking about the IndyCars, an upside-down airplane. Never really thought of it that way, too. And the wings kind of, instead of forcing you up, it's forcing you down. But I think it was Chris Blair who said last week that these drivers are trying to see if they can keep it all the way open in the turn, which never really
crazy.
See.
Gosh.
200 miles an hour making a turn.
Wow. All right, Lakeside Roofing established in 72, solid rep for excellence in the roofing industry. Their philosophy is focused around a relentless commitment to customer service, quality products, and outstanding workmanship. Lakeside Roofing's reputation is one of reliability, trust, high-quality work, and competitive pricing. They feature the finest quality roofing materials and provide expert installation. Call the professionals at Lakeside Roofing for your home or business. In Illinois, call 618-344-2800. In Missouri, call 314-241-5253. Find them online at lakesideroofing.com. Some text and phone calls when we come back.